You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's Friday. Friday, give me an F. Don't give me an F. All right. Welcome back, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating today. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. I guess this new college plan that Obama wants to do where, I guess, federal aid is based on a college's performance. It's a kind of screwy rating system. It's kind of like what they want to do with hospitals, where based on a hospital's rating. I don't know if I like this. To me, it sounds like an absolute cluster, but so does everything that the administration wants to do. Then it looks like antipsychotic drugs may triple kids' diabetes risk. For those of you who have kids on antipsychotics, this is kind of an important one. Many of you get depressed, and I tell you a good thing to do is to volunteer. Right? Doing some sort of volunteer work usually gives you a boost. Right? Another study comes out talking about that. It's kind of a nice, you know, kind of a nice lovey-dovey type of, you know, story, because, you know, I usually talk about depressing stuff. Depressing many Philadelphians is, I guess, in Philadelphia, some Chinese restaurants are going to start cutting the salt. Trying to curb the city's high blood pressure rates, they're going to be taking the salt out of Chinese food. Now, I don't know about you all, but one reason why I go and eat Chinese food is for the salt. All right. Then we have Mayor Filner, that had been breaking news yesterday, set to resign, right, amid sexual harassment charges. It was amid his settlement that he resign as mayor. Whew, that's interesting. And then how much does transgender surgery go for? Apparently, we were talking about yesterday Bradley Manning's impending jail stint and how his lawyer is demanding that he gets his transgender surgery while incarcerated. What does that cost you? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I met my kids' teachers, both of them, right? Fifth grade, eighth grade. I always get really, really nervous. I told you I get really, really nervous meeting the teachers before school because the teachers like to size up the parents. For those of you that don't think that happens, okay, teachers size up the parents, even talk about them. So many of these teachers only, you know, see on paper, okay, you know, who's who. So I kind of got a little of the, you know, hi, I'm Dahlia Wax, you know, I'm Stoner Brock's mom, and you got the, hi. And I'm a little nervous because I wonder what reputation precedes me. I mean, I'm not really hoochie mama. You know, that used to be, you know, kind of the reputation before I had to shake. Oh, no. We got Miss Hoochie Mama over here. I don't know if it's, you know, my conservative views. I don't know what it is. But I thought the teachers would be just a tad bit more excited to meet the mama. Now, my guess is they must just have had real tired days. They had to meet all the parents. But I'm getting, they're looking at me like, oh, man. And I think this is why I do wrong with the teachers. We already told you I got grammar issues, okay? Two, I can't spell. Three, they can't read my handwriting. So when they're trying to impose on my children good penmanship, good grammar, and good spelling, and the mama needs to go through a tutorial herself, it probably means they have an uphill battle. The other thing that I feel guilty for is I've never been able to be a homeroom mom, okay? For years, I wanted to be one of those volunteer moms, but I couldn't do it because I work two jobs, right? I'm in the office, I'm on air, or I'm in the office, or I have my gynecological visit, so I could never really have the time to go there and volunteer, all right? But what really makes matters worse is, let's say I get the rare 15 minutes to come in, you know, during the Valentine's party or the Christmas party. Okay. Now, many of the kids know me because they come to the house, they sleep over at birthday parties. So the teachers don't know me, and I walk in, right, you know, doing my shtick with the kids going, what? What are you painting? That doesn't even look, what the hell is that? So I walk into my kids' classrooms giving their friends a whole bunch of crap, right, razzing them. And then the teachers are like, who the hell are you? And these kids are like, oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Like, for example, you know, I insulted my kid really badly. He was in the first grade. And he comes home with this picture that has a big brown mound on it. Now, I'm figuring my kid has no artistic ability because, mind you, I mean, he comes from me. I can't draw. Okay? You guys want to know, I know you think I'm multi-talented, but the one shocking talent I lack is drawing and artistry. So I'm looking at this big brown mound and I go, oh, it's Sushi, or Sushi was our dog. It's from Sushi? It's Sushi's poo-poo? And my kid's like, no, it's an anthill, Mom. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I had to put it up. Now, mind you, it didn't look like an anthill. It looked like a pile of poo-poo. There were no ants. There was no grass. There was no anteater. It was a big brown pile of, well, yeah. So, of course, he wanted me to put it up on the refrigerator in the kitchen where everybody could see, and I had to do it. Then he goes back to art class, and he makes a model of his mama. He brings this sucker home, and first, she's completely lopsided. It looks like a Picasso, so, I mean, you got to grade him on accuracy there. Give him some points there. Second, it was the most ugly representation of me you could ever possibly imagine. Now, did my kid let me throw it in a box in the garage? No. No, I had to put it on display in the china cabinet. Now, we don't have china, so that's my fault. We have some curio cabinet that I have all my medical antiques and stuff in, because I don't have china, but I collect my medical antiques that I come on Pawn Stars with. So I have to put this sucker. Now, mind you, I'm thinking, okay, I got another kid. Okay? So I got another kid, so there's hope. So my other kid reaches the age where he does paper mache or something. Well, he makes a facial bust of Mama. And this sucker was a cross between E.T. and Spiegel. And I have all this crap around my house. I don't know what to do. All right. We'll come back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. All right, so we need you guys to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning talking about today Bradley Manning's announcement that he's going to live his life as a woman, right, become transgender, but his attorney is demanding that the treatment happens for free in jail. Okay, now he was the one that, leaked documents to WikiLeaks. Over 700,000 documents, right, while working in Iraq in 2010. All right, some of you don't really care what happens to him in prison. Some people are kind of worried, you know, about his safety in prison. But many of us are actually worried about the tax dollars and how much it costs, right? Okay, I mean, how much does usual transgender transformation cost? I mean, it could easily be anywhere from the low 20,000s on up, depending on how much surgery somebody needs. So, like, for example, if you want to reduce the Adam's apple, you know, the thyroid cartilage that's more prominent in men than women, which is why men look like they have the Adam's apple, I'm looking here at USA Today. They said that could easily cost $3,600. My guess is more. Let's say you want your nose reconstructed to look a little bit more petite. $6,200. If I need a nose job, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be quoted higher than $6,200. Thinking I got a big nose, and a big butt. Eye lifts to lift the eyes and to create a more open, rounder type of look with the eyes could be a $6,700 procedure. Facelift, $10,600. Breast augmentation, they say $8,200. That sounds right. Liposuction in the abdomen, that is something I need to look at. $8,500. I better start saving now. All right. Now, the genital reconstruction, though, that's the tough part. Like, for example, if you need your testicles removed, that's $4,100. When you need to turn that area into a vagina, $19,000. Now, take it from me that has one. It's overrated. Okay. I could really do without it. Okay, it's just a pain in the butt and bleeds and all sorts of other stuff. And doctors always want to go in there with specula, but, you know. So you're basically looking at over $25,000 just to have Lily's, you know, fixed. Sometimes men have flat tushies and they would need implants in the woman to make them more feminine. Butt implants are $9,500. You know, I could sell my butt. I got so much butt to give. Okay, now. Sometimes people will also do calf augmentation. So according to USA Today, if you had $6,700 from calf augmentation, the surgery alone, not even talking the hormones, $83,000. So my next question is if, you know, we as taxpayers have to pay for transgender surgery, how much do they get? I mean, do they get it all? Do they get a whole transformation? I mean, I would like new boobs. I think I have an identity disorder because I think my boobs are too big. And I would like more petite, perky boobs. And sue me, I want boobs that are above the waist. So if I go to jail, okay, and I feel psychologically, because remember, this was his defense. Psychologically, you know, he's undergoing gender identity disorder. Well, psychologically, I'm having a big problem with my breasts. Big problem. And I don't like my butt being so big. Does that mean I get to have the taxpaying dollars do my little fixes? Or is it only for transgender? You know, I'm sick of my uterus and ovaries. You can have them. Do I get to have those taken out? Because I'm sick of them and I don't want them anymore? I mean, they cause me a lot of trauma. So I guess the question is should taxpayers pay for transgender surgery? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like we have somebody on the line here. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc. I was wondering, you were talking about transgender and about men taking female hormones and it makes their breasts grow. I was wondering, this probably sounds dumb because it would have been discovered a long time ago, but can women take those hormones and have their breasts grow bigger?
No, oh, you know, that's a good question. Here's the thing. Okay, technically, the answer technically is supposed to say no. You know, your breast size is supposed to be determined genetically. You know, your ducts, the nipple, all that other stuff. So the breast size, it's not a dumb question at all, is supposed to already be genetically predetermined, okay? However, breasts do change size, okay? Women throughout their lives many times will have increased breast growth, breast size, and they could also have less breast size. But it may not be all estrogen induced. It may be because of weight gain. So anybody that's gained weight has seen, wait a second, I went from a C cup to a D cup to an F cup to a J cup. So you could technically increase your breasts by hormone manipulation that causes you to gain weight in the breast. But nobody wants to do that because many people don't want to gain weight. So there's no way to shall we say, manipulate. Like if you were given, look, for example, some of us take a birth control pill and we pack on weight. I did. I packed on a lot of weight with the birth control pill. All right, and the boobs jumped to size. Okay, but so did my butt. So since you can't manipulate where the weight is going to go, that's why nobody's done this yet. And the amount of estrogen you would have to give, You know, because mind you, you already have a lot of estrogen. Women already have a lot of estrogen, and their breasts don't naturally grow. I mean, pretty much by puberty size, as long as you keep your weight pretty decent, your breasts are going to stay the same size, same cup, etc. So people can wear bras for years. And you're already making estrogen, so you would have to be above and beyond. But here's the problem. If you overdose on estrogen, let's say, it could actually have a negative impact on your breast size. Some people don't know this, that sometimes too much estrogen can actually cause your breasts to shrink. And so some people don't want to do that. So, you know, for the most part, it would be a surgical augmentation type of thing. You know, but when somebody says, no, you can't change your breast size, that's wrong, because women's breast size changes all the time. In fact, women's breasts get bigger during sexual stimulation. Okay, they will actually increase in size. There's an engorgement that happens, not a whole or half cup size, but there is a certain engorgement that does happen. But it's only to the degree that you have the breast tissue. You see, the for example, men have breast tissue, and they have a finite amount of breast tissue at the start of the estrogen therapy. The estrogen therapy will cause that breast tissue to swell, but that finite amount, which is why men undergoing transgender surgery actually need breast implants to be put in. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I apologize if this isn't a rated G subject. So men have breast tissue, they got that in the pecs. Of course, heavier men will have more breast tissue, right? You give them the hormones, they can have breast, but only to the degree that they have the tissue. Same thing with women. The estrogen will swell up the current breast tissue that you have, which is why you want to be very careful if you're prone to cancer. Men or women. Because that swelling and that stimulation of the current tissue you have, scary stuff. Does fat increase the breast tissue? Fat increases the breast size, but may not increase the genetic breast tissue that you have. Comprende? Good. All right. 1-877. Great question. 1-877. Doc Dolly. 1-877. DOCDALI. It looks like Ryan says, wants to know, doctor, I just found out my boyfriend of 3 months tested positive for HIV. I'm freaking out. While waiting for my test, how can I boost my immunity? Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so I guess we're going to switch subjects, which is actually kind of good, because I want to talk about this adult film star. Apparently, I think the adult film star has gone public. Her screen name is Cameron Bay. She's the actress that went in for a regular screening, and she's an actress in the porn industry, and found out that her initial tests were inconclusive. The second test showed that she was positive for HIV. So now she's freaking out, and any of her partners or her co-stars now have to get checked. What can you do if your partner or your coworker has been diagnosed with HIV and you think that you've been exposed? There's really not much. I mean, I can't tell you to go and buy an herb. I can't tell you to go and eat a certain fruit like some tomato or something like that. I wish I could. Maybe there is something out there, you know? I mean, you know, when you contract HIV, the best time to knock it out of the ballpark is before you even contract it, which is why there's this growing movement to put partners of people with HIV on antivirals to hopefully nip it in the bud. Let's talk about this when we get back. What to do while you're waiting for your HIV test to come back positive. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's actually very good. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before the break, Ryan wanted to know what he should do while he's waiting for his HIV test. His boyfriend had just turned positive for HIV. I want to talk about the antivirals that a lot of times we institute right away, what that would include, but let's go to the phone lines first. We got Eric from Georgia calling. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I have some information that might be helpful to you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm, great.
I used to work in a medical testing lab, and we ran HIV tests every day. There is a course of treatment if someone is exposed to the HIV virus.
Right. It's the post-exposure. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
The first dose has to be taken within 24 hours of being exposed.
So not the 72 hours like they're saying. It has to be 24. I mean, to me, it would make sense the earlier the better.
This was several years ago when I worked at the lab, so perhaps they have improved the course of treatment. But at that time, it was 24 hours.
And I mean, it would make sense. Yeah.
It's a three-month regimen. And I talked to a nurse who worked at the hospital that was associated with our lab. She was treating an HIV patient. She stuck herself with the needle, and this patient had a really high viral load.
High load.
She had to go through the course of treatment, and it's been several years now, and she's clean.
Good,
so it does work.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's not like even if they did contract, it's not a death sentence anymore, but there are ways to nail it early. Thank you, Eric, for calling in. I really appreciate it. So coming from, now this is from the, West Virginia Health and Human Resources Office of Epidemiology and Prevention Services. Their post-exposure prophylaxis says, and of course, this is in this, you know, and this is one state's epidemiology department. They say we have to get that post-exposure prophylaxis within the first 72 hours. Now, let's say you want to do it within 24, or let's say you skipped a week, still, I think they're going to treat you, okay? So either way. And according to this, the treatment is going to be now at a month. Now, even though back then they might have done it for 2-3 months, it all depends. So, I mean, I don't think we have anything set in stone. So I think Eric was right. What he said makes sense. But according to this website, they're saying the treatment will be with 2 or 3 antivirals and would continue for 4 weeks. Now, they think that this post-exposure prophylaxis, if you think you were exposed to HIV, all right, could actually prevent in close to 80% of the cases. It's not 100%, all right? But keep in mind also, it's kind of expensive too, okay? Sometimes it could cost up to $1,000, maybe even more, depending on what you're taking. Now, who will get it? I mean, if you had a fling and you don't know if they're HIV positive, then it all depends on the state and who's testing you, if they're going to, shall we say, allow you to start right away. But think about now, you could get HIV testing pretty quick. So if you need to start the 72 hours quickly, like let's say you slept with somebody and they go, oh, by the way, as they're putting on their shirt or their socks or whatever, I have HIV, you could immediately go and get the test that night at the lab, hopefully find out in the next couple of days, then start your prophylaxis. All right, because it depends on where you are if they're going to do it without there being proof that you got exposed to HIV, because antivirals can be pretty expensive. Some of you may say, to heck with that, I'll just pay for it, let me start them, and then if the blood work comes back negative, I could go off of them. But usually, if you got exposed to a large amount of blood, if you came into contact with cuts or sores, or you got stuck with a needle, etc., you had sex with somebody with a high viral load, from what we understand, the U.S. Public Health Service will recommend starting a combination of 3 antiretrovirals for at least 3 weeks. Less serious exposure, 4 weeks of treatment with 2 drugs, the AZT and the 3TC. Now, keep in mind, while you're on the antivirals, you're going to feel like crap. Okay, you could have the headaches, you could have the fatigue, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. But they think they could decrease your chance of getting HIV by close to 80%. Now, you know, don't freak out that you're the only one. I think most of us at some point in our lives, right, had sex with some, shall we say, questionable partner. Not me. I'm saying theoretically, I believe, you know, that happened to a lot of you out there. I mean, you will freak out. You will. Okay? And I mean, that's why, you know, you're supposed to, you know, practice safe sex, and even with condoms breaking, many times, try to avoid sex completely until you know who your partner is. But the problem is sometimes HIV could take months to show up. So you and your partner can get your testing. The testing is fine, you have sex, and then he seroconverts, right, where the blood shows up positive enough to trigger the test 6 months later. That's some scary stuff, okay? And you could have still been infected. So, or, you know, you could be doing a porn job on the side. All of a sudden you find out one of your co-stars was this woman here who, you know, got exposed to HIV. I mean, you just, there's, it's, the possibilities are endless. You know, what I recommend to everybody is please be careful and safe sex. And, I mean, if you could double condom, double condom. I mean, it is just not worth it. You know, before I was sexually active, I thought, you know, like in the movies, like what was it, like Top Gun? It looked like the whole sexual experience was like this whole all-night, beautiful, romantic affair with Boston singing in the background and whatever. But many of you realize some of your sexual encounters may last only a minute and a half. And for 90 seconds, it just isn't worth it. It's not. All right? But while you're waiting and freaking out, call the health department. Talk to your doctor because there are things you can do. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of, you know, our Hoochie Mama days or our college days, President Barack Obama, in his speech, I guess, has kind of taken a bold step by proposing a college rating system, making schools more affordable and accountable to their students. Apparently, the soaring cost of higher education, he says, he wants to fight. Under this proposal, the federal government would institute a federal college performance rating system by 2015 that would steer families to schools offering the best value. Am I the only one that gets nervous and queasy when the government tries to mess with private enterprise? The government would evaluate schools on numerous criteria like average tuition, student debt burden, graduation rates, percentage of students getting loans for low and middle income students, and graduates' earnings. The U.S. would then eventually tie the financial aid to a school's value as measured by the federal ratings. Congress would have to authorize the financial aid shift. So basically, this is supposed to, in theory, force colleges to hold down their costs and graduate more students because federal aid would be tied to the value of a school provides. Now, I don't know about you, but I think this whole college and tuition and financial aid is an absolute cluster. It's just like doctors and health insurance. All right? Doctors charge something, but it doesn't matter what they charge because insurance knocks it down, and then insurance pays, but the doctors have to charge higher because insurance undercuts and hope that somebody pays more. You see what I mean? So colleges charge what? 30 grand plus a year, some of them? And students can't afford it, so they have to get financial aid. Financial aid either pays for it or it comes in terms of a loan. Then the student's in debt. Why don't we go back to simple capitalism where they have... Well, I want to talk about this when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I got an answer to the college crisis. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We got a Saturday night coming up. I think I'm going to enjoy myself. I got a bar mitzvah. It's a bar mitzvah to go to. Those are always kind of fun. Ooh, bar mitzvahs. Have you ever been to a bar mitzvah? Oh, my gosh. The morning service part, you know, you got to get through a amen. You know, that's good because, you know, you pray for 3.5 hours and, you know, it's good. You feel cleansed. But then at night you party like crazy. All right. Anyway, so we were talking about Obama's college rating system and why I think this is an absolute ridiculous idea. But even going back a second here, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, we have iPhone app, Android app for free. Go to my website and download them, or go to your app store and download them. This way you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show for free anytime you want. App's free, too. But I think something is really, really ridiculous where most of us don't pay for college, where everything is artificial in terms of you get a service that you don't pay for, but you borrow up the yin-yang because the price is so high. Same thing with medicine. That's why our healthcare system is so screwed and clustered. We need to take college and go back to the way things used to be. If you wanted to take a class, you'd pay, I don't know, $25 a class, $30 a class, etc. Okay? Colleges would have to then not have the big, huge, gorgeous, fancy, schmancy campuses that take billions of dollars to create and maintain. If college was more basic in terms of your surroundings, then you may not have to pay $30,000 a year. Since most of us can't pay $30,000, we have to borrow it. And then when we leave college, we're close to $150,000 in debt if for some reason the college class turns into a five-year program. Now, some of you are going, wait, Dr. Dahlia, this is already happening with online courses. You pay for the online course, and then you get your college degree. Online courses are going to continue because people are going to say, this is ridiculous. I'm borrowing. It's a fake market. You see what I mean? Now, mind you, okay, understand, I went to UNLV. That campus is gorgeous. It deserves the money it needs to do everything it does. But you see how inflated and inflated it keeps going to the point now where you're going to have a government come up with some half-assed website that rates the school. You can't rate a school based on government standards, all right? I think UNLV, where I went to, is one of the most phenomenal universities in this country. And I couldn't give a damn what the government in the future decides to rate it based on their criteria. For me, I think UNLV was the bomb because it got me prepared for medical school more than I ever thought it could. Now, how did it do it? Well, it wasn't just the classes, and it wasn't just the professors. Maybe it was the hands-on. Maybe it was the other students that it attracted that helped me work. Maybe it was the way that it allowed me, somebody who had to support myself, use an academic scholarship but work on campus to pay for my living expenses. There is a whole culture to UNLV that I credit for my being where I am today. And I owe my celebrityship and my being able to do a nationally accredited medical show for every step of my education, including UNLV, UNR, UCLA, etc. So I couldn't give a damn what the government thinks. But other people will give a damn what the government thinks and steer people away from certain universities. That's bullcrap. Maybe what we have to do is go back to basic supply and demand. If something is too expensive, you can't go. If you can't go, you're going to pick a cheaper alternative. We keep the government completely out of it. Now you don't have to borrow money from the government, and we as taxpayers don't have to pay for all these student loans that people default on. If a university wants to attract people, they have to lower their rates. If somebody wants to pay $30,000 a year, then they do it. Now, some of you say, but Dr. Dahlia, then less people are going to have a college degree. Well, look at where we are now, right now. Too many of us have college degrees that are useless. Maybe the problem is so many people are buying and borrowing to get through college that we have all these people with degrees. Like, for example, you know, kids these days, I think at least a quarter of graduating students can't find a job. They got the degree. So they went through all that. They're waiting. Look at the law students. The law students working at Macy's, folding shirts. All this money they borrowed that is on our tax dollar, and they don't have jobs anyway. We're creating a very artificial population that may have a degree, but they can't do jack diddly squat with it. Maybe we need to go back and reset the system where you pay, there's work programs, etc., and then you get the degree. If you do borrow, you don't have to borrow $200,000. You borrow an amount of money that you could pay back. Let's get the taxpayer out of this, get the government out of it, and that's how you're going to bring college costs down. And colleges are going to have to compete with online college courses. If you could get a college degree online for less than $5,000, your universities are going to have to do something different. And then jobs will say, well, wait a second. Okay, we'll take you with an online college degree or we'll take you with a university degree. Yes, there's scholarships. Yes, there may be grants. But not this where thousands upon thousands of students are borrowing government dollars and the degree doesn't do anything for them anyway. It is such an artificial system in our economy that we're screwing ourselves. And now again, what happens when we have a system that we can't figure out ourselves in private market? Government steps in. And the reason why capitalism is failing with college is because government stepped in to begin with. It was so easy for me to get my student loan. Have I paid off my student loan? No, I haven't. The $80,000+ I borrowed, and I borrowed the barest minimum because I was waiting tables to make the extra money I needed, it's still not paid off. Thank you, guys, for paying that. Thank you. I still haven't paid it off. There's no way. You heard of something called Obamacare? Now, something we had talked about a couple days ago is how being on welfare pays more than minimum wage. This is another artificial system that is a complete screw up, where on welfare people average about $15 an hour, where minimum wage is anywhere between $7 and $9 an hour on where you live. Federal minimum wage, what, $7.25? So it's cheaper for people to stay on welfare than work. Here is another environment that the government created. So the government's like, well, then why don't we just raise minimum wage? You see how artificially things are getting raised and raised and raised to the point that maybe we needed to go back to regular supply and demand? This is what I've been saying with medicine. Get rid of all the insurance companies, get rid of Medicare, get rid of all this, and have people pay maybe $25. I mean, Medicare I want for my older seniors that deserve it, but $25 a visit. Doctors could have the cheapest overhead if they need to. Okay, if you want a test, you pay for it, but the test can only cost less than $100. Okay, let's get private market capitalism back into this. But you have the insurance system, you have Medicare, Medicaid, and it's all artificially driven. This is some scary stuff because whenever anything is artificially driven up, you're going to have some sort of a cluster balloon. And the balloon usually pops. You dig? All right, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.